there's a constant debate about parenting.
Yeah.
Are you an old school parent or a new school parent?
It get tough.
Well, Tommy, the truth is every mom and dad lie somewhere in between old school and new school.
Like a blended parent.
Well, yeah, it's a mix of what your parents did and things you chose to change.
Yeah.
But there are times where those two things, old school parenting and new school parenting, are directly at odds with one another in your head. And that had me on the verge of, like, tears.
Really?
Not knowing what to do as a dad this week.
So what was the turmoil?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. This may take a while, so we're going to jump right into it.
Mm.
So over the weekend, my 14-year-old, Stella, played in the New York State Girls Hockey Championships.
Big time.
Very excited.
Nice.
So that's where I was on Friday. That's why we had to take the day off. And for these girls, it is a huge deal.
Because they got a shot at the Nationals.
Yeah, so,
then we take on Canada.
If you win this tournament, you go play in the national tournament.
Right.
And there is a girls team. The 14U Amherst girls made the national tournament.
Wow.
Congratulations to them. Anyway, these girls have played 40 to 50 games over 5 months to get to the point they're at. And it showed. Tommy, these hockey games this weekend were the best hockey I've ever seen in my
life. Very intense, huh?
Every girl on the ice for every team was playing with their hair on fire all weekend long. Every game. Went down to the last second.
Really?
Every game was a one-goal game. Let me put it this way. Our girls went out in the third game.
Yeah.
Our goalie, Izzy, had a less than 1.5 goals against average, meaning she allowed less than 1.5 goals on average per game, and they went out in the third game.
Damn.
That's how good this hockey was. So, my daughter's team wins the second game in overtime, which, by the way, I can't take this. There's a video of me I put up on Instagram where I jumped off the top row of the bleachers after they scored. So they force a winner go home Saturday morning against a team from the North Country.
Oh.
Okay? So we're going to fast forward.
Mountain kids.
They corn fed, son.
Corn fed mountain girls.
You know what? Now I regret saying that. Damn it, Tommy. Why do you?
Come on. He just named one.
No, that was our goalie, not the other. Anyway.
No, but I'm saying.
So let's fast forward.
Keep your creep to yourself over there.
Seriously.
Well, you keep pointing it out. You could have just moved on.
Can't move on.
So win or go home game Saturday morning. There's about 7 minutes left in the game. And our girls, Stella's team, is down by one. One of her teammates fires the puck in the offensive zone. So, Tommy, it's hitting the boards behind the goalie.
All right.
My daughter is going after it like a heat-seeking missile. She wants his puck. She needs to get a hold of it. They got to put it in front, try and score. Girl on the other team, right behind her, gets tied up with her in the worst possible spot on the ice.
Mm.
Takes her out at the feet. She's like horizontal to the boards. Slams full speed into the end boards. It's like the scariest play in hockey. It's what every parent regrets. She's down. She's not getting up.
Oh, Jesus.
And she never stays down.
Yeah.
My daughter never stays down. Like, if my kid is one thing, she is tough.
Yeah.
And she's not moving. And I am very scared. I'm very scared.
No kidding.
So the place is
silent.
Yeah.
Pin drop in the place. Mm-hmm. So after a second, I see her shoulders shaking. And
that
means she's crying. So I'm like, okay. She's conscious.
Yeah.
That's good. So quick sidebar. In the state playoffs, they have an independent trainer at every game.
Oh.
And they take that. They do that so they can take it out of the coach's hands. You get what I'm saying? Like, we are going to be here to make sure the kid is okay. It's for the kid's safety. It's a great idea.
All right.
So, trainer comes out on the ice. Mm. Really sweet woman. She's in her early 20s. And Stella's on the ice for like 3 or 4 minutes. And every parent that is a kid that plays sports knows that very scared feeling. So, they finally get her on her feet. And she slowly skates back to the bench. And she has the trainer. Has my daughter, helmet off, behind the bench, checking her out. And
like concussion stuff?
I don't know what they're checking.
Did her head hit the board?
I don't know what hit. It happened also fast.
Checking to make sure.
Yeah.
Everything hit.
Oh.
It was just like, gah, gah! Like it was just ungodly hollow board noise.
Yeah.
So I'm watching my daughter, and I know exactly what my daughter is doing.
What's she doing?
She is lying right to the face of this trainer.
Saying what?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what she's saying.
But she's lying?
I know she's lying. Because there is no way, based on what happened, she is not hurt. And I don't know what is hurt, but she's laid on the ice twice in her hockey career in like the 8 years that she's played. One was a possible concussion.
Yeah.
The other was when she broke her collarbone. And when she broke her collarbone, she tried to talk her mother into letting her go back in the game with a broken collarbone.
Jesus.
Anyway. So she's talking to the trainer. They talk for like 3 minutes. And then all of a sudden, she's putting her helmet back on.
So she's back in the game.
Trainer cleared her to play.
All right.
And she gets back out there, and she's got like two shifts left in this game, and she's flying, flying out there, doing everything she can. So here's the thing.
They made a commitment.
In that moment, there were two very intense feelings fighting in my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I am very bad with my kids getting hurt. Like, I am the world's biggest softy in that
moment. You should be.
And if my wife is not with me to reassure me that things are okay when my kids get hurt, I will, like, break down. I will be ready to break down in tears. I, like, really have to fight it off. Like, I get very, very, very scared. So I am terrified that when I see her put that helmet back on, I want to run down to the bench, and I want to wrap my arms around her, and I want to put her over my shoulder. I want to take her home, and we'll eat chicken soup, and we'll watch The Simpsons together. Like, that's what I want to do.
Right.
But on the other hand,
what's that?
That old school dad in my brain kicked in at the same time. And I don't know if this makes me a bad parent, but there was a part of me that was unbelievably proud of her.
Oh, she got back up.
Well, look, every girl on that team was dealing with something. They played 50 games. They got ankles, wrists, their legs are shot. It's been a long season. There's 6 minutes left in this game to maybe keep it going. And in my daughter's head, I know that she decided she wasn't going to let her girls
down. You don't quit. You made a commitment to this team?
Yes.
And now she's pissed.
Yeah. And she was going to leave it all out there as long as she could and as long as she could get back on her feet. And, like, it came down to the last second, and her and her teammates were fighting as hard as they could. And in the end, it wasn't enough. They lost the game. Their tournament was over. But watching her gut out that last 6 minutes, like, even now, I have those same feelings of pride I had when I was watching her finish the game. So here's the thing.
What's that?
Here's what I can't figure out. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What side of the two parents I was at the same time is the better parent?
Because
in the car,
Don't go back out or go back out.
Yeah, like being proud of her.
Play or you're hurt, sit down.
Yeah, because I don't know what one makes me.
I'm going to say she's going to thank the parent that didn't make her play. Not make her play, but encourage her to play. Because
I didn't even care. I didn't. If she would have looked at me, I would have been like, let's go right now.
Yeah.
Right. No, I understand you didn't really have a say in what went on anyways. But I'm going to say the better parent to be is the one that says, hey, sit this one out. Only because that injury is not going to be worth it as an adult.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Like, God forbid, like, something happens where she screws up her ankle and it's just, you know, now it's kind of weird the rest of her life.
Yeah, it's like we talked about with Josh Allen earlier. You want to be around to enjoy your money. Same thing. You don't take all the risks.
Like, was it worth it for girls 14 and under hockey to sprain your ankle and deal with this injury now forever?
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't even know. She admitted in the car that she lied to that trainer to stay in, which I yelled at her for, right?
And by the way, shouldn't trainers by now know that every kid is lying to them?
But you can only, I mean, you look, only, they're in a bad spot. Yeah.
Unless she, like, broke it or something, they're not going to, you know.
What's the better parent, Tommy?
I just sit down.
Okay, so I was a bad parent for feeling
pride. No, I mean, but I'm saying, like, I'm guessing if the way you described this violent hitting the boards, I would say sit. To Kimmy's point, like, you're 14, this isn't going to be your life 20 years from now.
She's still got plenty of hockey left to play, too.
So you would have gone down there. You would have walked down to the bench. You would have been like, hey, you sit down. Get the hell out
of here. You don't want to make that kind of money because the tax man's going to come. You're going to pay 50%. And again, what do you think they're going to do? They piss the money away to government. Now, I would say, I mean, you want to see your kid have gumption and get up, you know, and keep going. Mm-hmm. But to a point, I mean, if it's physically effing you up, then I say you got to sit.
I mean, and you know your kid. You know your kid.
But she's had issues, she said.
If they're the type of
kid. Wait, say that again. You've had issues.
You said she's, you know, she broke a collarbone.
Well, yeah, I mean, every kid gets hurt playing sports.
She had other issues. She had to go to the hospital for a while.
Yeah, I mean, she said brain surgery. Right, that wasn't from hockey. That was from something else.
That would be all going.
Yeah, no, it's all going through my head. All of that is happening there. But then again, and Kimmy, I don't mean to cut you off. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, I don't know. I guess part of me, too, was like, what age do I have to take my hands off and go, this is your decision? Because she's 14, and I know that it's young. It's not,
she's still a kid.
Exactly. But at the same time, right, like, she has these bonds with these girls.
Yeah.
This has been a goal of hers.
It's good character.
I know. Okay, so, but it's good character, great.
And, you know,
I shouldn't have shut it down.
No, I mean,
not so easy, is it, Dad?
No, it's not.
What are you gonna do? Kids are easy. Put them in your pocket. Give them an M&M. All these parents bitching all the time. How hard being a good parent?
But I would say, I mean, I think she gets that from you.
Wanting to lay down?
No, to get up and keep going.
Psychopath? What do you mean?
No, to get up and keep going. I'm giving you a compliment.
Are you?
What's your angle here?
I think she gets that determination and to get back up. I think she gets it from you because I can remember you going to that comedy club every week. And good God, it was just like his head rammed into the board.
They had to
every
bring
night.
In the trainers.
Oh my God, the horror! And the kid would limp off stage. And next night, God damn it, he's back again for more abuse. And he did it every week, but then I realized where he was living at the time. I kind of understood. You didn't give up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You kept going, kiddo.
All right, so I'm giving my daughter a bad example then, because she went out back out there, lied to the trainer, and went back out there and finished this game. It was a bad example I've given her. See?
Well,
but that's how you.
I don't know if it's an example, if it's just like a natural instinct.
Yeah.
You know
Duffy,
I mean?
Duffy's are stupid enough to get hurt and keep going back out there.
I don't know if you can teach that.
I really think that's the Irish in her.
I don't know if like that's
something... I mean, that's kind of Ireland. That's how you people were in history.
What do you mean you people?
You people. You green people.
Green people.
God bless you. Don't have much talent, but man, you take the abuse and you push through.
252 WCMF.
Look at that Titanic, man. What a marvel.
252 WCMF.
First to the bottom.
252-9263 over the weekend. My daughter's playing in the girls' hockey state playoffs. They got an elimination game. All the games were intense as hell.
Yeah.
7 minutes left. She's flying into the corner to go pick up a puck. She gets tied up with another girl, full speed, sideways, just bang into the end boards. It's like the worst thing in hockey. She's laying down. She never lies down. She always gets up. She's crying. They bring this trainer out who works for the state, checks her out. Really nice woman. He brings her over to the bench, takes her helmet off. I know she's hurt. And I'm waiting for this trainer. I was waiting to see my kid just burst out into tears when the trainer told her she was done. She lied to the trainer so she could get back out there. And she finished the game, and she skated with her hair on fire, and one half of me was in horror because I am very bad with my kids getting hurt, and thank God my wife was there because she's able to talk me through this stuff so I don't freak out. The other half of me was unbelievably proud that she gutted it out for her teammates and for this goal that she had, and it makes me feel like a bad father, but I don't know if it makes me a bad father because, like, Kimmy, personally, I've always believed the best thing by far about youth sports are the lessons you learn about life.
Sure.
And it was very clear that this game has taught my girl that you fight until the end and you fight for the folks you came with, right?
Yeah.
Like, that loyalty, I think, is very important throughout the rest of your life.
Don't be a bailer.
But on the other hand, we all know people who have given everything to a workplace, a relationship, only to get left high and dry when that's all over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if that's the right lesson to teach.
No support.
Well, I mean... Come on, how many guys you work with, you know, 25 years, company man, they come downstairs, here's a box, we're walking you out right now, right? I mean, like,
it's
what?
It's the cold truth.
Yes, like, well, what's the best way to...
No loyalty. Don't be a sucker.
Like, where's the balance between old school dad and new school dad? Because there needs to be something. Where is it? Can there be a balance between the two without one totally eating up the other? Because I know I'm not going to be that dad that swings completely the other way and,
get
you know.
Get back out there.
Exactly. Your shoulders hanging out of your socket. You go finish this game. But I also know it's probably not good for my daughter's development for me to run down there, wrap my arms around her, and be like, it's okay. I love you so much.
Yeah, true.
Well, at least, everything's going to be okay.
At least you know she's not a quitter.
There
because
you go.
I would have sprained my ankle and be like, well, guess I can't practice today, everybody. I'd be putting freaking makeup on that thing to make it look more bruised. Like, I was out.
Well, at least you're finally wearing makeup.
Free day, no practice for me. I'm going to sit on the sideline and watch you guys run sprints. Goodbye. It did not take much for me
Known
to call
quitter.
Quits.
No quitter, Kimmy. No, I got to tell you, man, like, you know, when it goes back to, like, youth sports and what they do for kids. Right? Like, when I was a kid playing hockey, there were like four or five girls in the whole county that played hockey, and they had to play on boys' hockey teams.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
Lindsay
Wall played for the Churchville High School boys team and made an Olympic team doing that as a teenager. Like, it was like this, that's how little support girls' hockey had. So it was 14, 16, and 19U girls' hockey from all over the state. So there was probably 40 teams.
Yeah.
And the intensity of this hockey tournament was something I have never seen before.
It's impressive.
Like, what these girls are learning through this sport. And it's just second nature to them. They just go out there, they do their thing, they work hard, They get off the ice. Most of them are still friends with each other.
Yeah.
They have a blast. Like, I mean, it was hard for me to watch. Like, as soon as the game was over, my daughter just burst into tears.
Oh, sure.
Right? But I wasn't sure if she was bursting into tears because she was sad it was done or because she was, like, hurt and now she could finally, like, not have to pretend it wasn't.
It's got
to
be a mix.
I don't know.
Well, you're building better young women, Patrick, for the future of America.
Shut up. Shut up.
Well, then, I'm telling you, women are going to take over anyway, so you better, you know, teach them right.
What are you?
I don't know.
They're going to be in charge of everything in 20 years. Like, 20,
you go 10, 20.
No, wait. I don't want to be alive for this. 20 years.
20 years. Yeah, you know, guys like me and you, we're done.
What did I do? I'm raising
two
daughters.
Team you sports. I'm so confused.
You're going to be out. All your bosses are going to be women.
Our boss is already a woman. You call her lady boss.
Yeah, but I won't be able to get away with that.
You shouldn't get away with it now.
I know, but
she
I
just
do.
Doesn't listen to you anymore.
But I'm like the last guy that could do that.
No, you can't do that. She doesn't know you exist.
And you don't do it to her face, you coward.
If she knew you exist, there would have been three this week. I mean, Kimmy, can I ask you a serious question?
Sure. Oh. I don't know if I have a great example.
No, but only because I
don't know if I can do girl talk now. You're asking me a lot here.
And I don't know if this is even an inappropriate question. I dated girls who played sports, but I wasn't really involved in like their athletic endeavors,
wow,
right?
Oh, what a jerk.
I was...
I'm just kidding.
No, I mean...
Are you mad because they were more athletic than you?
Oh, no. All of them were, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, I mean, like, boys' sports were serious back in the day. Girls' sports were something for them to do.
Yes.
Kimmy, like, was there that camaraderie on the teams that you played on? The soccer teams and the basketball
teams? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still
competitive. Okay. All right. I mean,
I will say, like, playing team sports, playing anything like that growing up, like, you definitely, there's so much that you take from that life lesson-wise. Like, you don't remember any of the tournaments, but you remember, like, you know, stuff that happened along the way.
It's the journey, Pat. It's all about the journey.
No, but
I'm very thankful for getting into competitive sports, soccer, basketball.
Oh, yeah, made you the hardworking person you are today.
Sure did. Learned a lot about myself. How far I'm willing to push myself, which isn't far, but I did it.
Now I'm just getting a bunch of dudes writing Twitter and Instagram about...
Get out of play the game.
No, like it's their stories from back in the day. Yeah, no, I get it. It's easy to make when it's your decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can brag about being 16.
And they didn't check you out as much back... Like, there wasn't a trainer there being like, yeah, you can't go back in. Like, that was just starting to be a serious thing.
Why do you think we have urgent cares on every corner of this country now because of youth sports in the 70s?
It was the opposite of that. Like, they did not want to look at you because if there was something wrong, they would be forced to take you out of that game. Yeah. No, I never had to deal with that. The second they took me, they were looking for reasons to take me out of the game. But, like, yeah. All right. So, anyway, let's take a break.
All right.
This is a story full of details you'd never expect.
What happened?
The age of everyone involved, where it went down, and most importantly, why this woman decided to step in. Because there are people who have decided, Tommy, they simply will not stand for crime.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing.
Sick of it.
Well, crime doesn't care how you feel.
Mm.
And one poor woman just found out how bad it can be when folks committing the crime don't get the message you might be trying to send.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. Right? It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Buckle up for a hell of a story coming from the east side.
What happened?
Back on March 4th, around 10 p.m., a 67-year-old man was in the Macy's at Eastview Mall.
67?
67-year-old man. By the way, that's not going to be the oldest age we get to in this story.
You're kidding me.
Police say the man stole 6 winter jackets from the store and tried...
Hey, great time to do that move.
And tried to leave without paying. While trying to leave, he was confronted by a Macy's employee.
Okay. One of the women working on the floor?
You got it. An 84-year-old
woman. No. You're kidding me.
84.
She's working there?
She's 84. Put a pin in it, because I got the same questions you
did. Did she start there when it was Gimbel's? 84.
She's 84. She's 84 working.
Is she upright?
Yeah, well, she's working. So, this 84-year-old woman confronts this 67-year-old man trying to steal a bunch of winter coats from Macy's, and that's when police say the 67-year-old man pepper sprayed the 84-year-old woman who confronted him.
Holy Christ.
Pepper sprayed the woman.
What a terrible situation.
What's that?
Did it affect her? Because that generation, they wore a lot of hairspray. It may not even affect her. I mean, think of how much Aquanet is in her skull over the years. I can remember my mother spraying on a gelmet
when she went to Mass on Sunday. Like, even the gospel couldn't penetrate how much Aquanet was on my mother's head.
So your theory is she didn't feel it because
I don't think it affected her.
Okay.
Well, it must have.
All right.
So the 67-year-old man trying to steal the coats, according to police.
By the way, he can afford pepper spray.
Yeah, well, I guess it's an investment in his business.
All right, all right.
So he takes the coats from Macy's, according to police. He pepper sprays the 84-year-old woman who tries to stop him. He then fled the scene. To finish the story real quick, they identified his car, which they then say they found the next day in front of Macy's with him inside.
Wait, he came back?
Or he didn't leave? Jinx!
Wait, he stayed in the parking lot?
I don't know. But they say they found him in his car in the parking lot of Macy's the next morning. Unless the story is written wrong, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Okay, so he was arrested, charged with second-degree robbery, second-degree assault, fourth-degree grand larceny. He is being held without bail, probably on account of the whole pepper spray and an 84-year-old woman.
Yeah.
So the most shocking part of the story is obviously a man pepper spraying an 84-year-old
woman.
Yeah.
And there is so much here. So first off, before we get to the pepper spraying, I hope this is a woman who worked there for a while and just likes going to work.
She may be. I mean, she could be there 40 years, you know, working there.
Sure, sure. And like, you know, this is her social time and she has a good time. Like, I hope that's the situation.
We don't know if, like, she's a manager or something.
But, yeah, maybe.
But
yeah.
She may
I would hope if you've been there that long, you hit. Yeah. But only a couple more years, you're going to get assistant manager.
But she may need because she doesn't have a, you know.
Well, that's my
coming
fear.
Coming up short on a retirement.
That's my fear is that she's an 84-year-old woman that is forced to have a job to pay the bills.
Bro, and that's my generation, man. Okay. Nobody's saved.
And I was thinking, like, that would maybe be why she stepped up if she was in a higher position.
Maybe
felt like more of a need to say something.
But, I mean, that gets to the crux of the question, the big question here. Why did she confront this man? Why?
That generation.
Okay, look, I know the first thought in this story is that man, this man, is a monster if the allegations of pepper spraying an 84-year-old woman is true. And I agree with you. There's no debate about that. But in this situation, you don't have a say in what this guy's going to do.
No, right? You don't.
It's just dangerous for you.
Yes, you only have a say in your own actions. And if this woman stepped up and said, I'm not going to stand for it, it's admirable. It's admirable.
Mm-hmm.
But the odds are pretty good, Tommy. If you're standing between a man and potential punishment, things are going to get real bad real fast.
Oh, it could have got way worse.
Thank you. Now, there is a little bit of good news.
What's the good news?
To the point about your Aquanet argument, it doesn't seem that she was all that hurt.
No, of course not.
She refused medical treatment at the scene.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's a hero at the Macy's to the folks she works
with. Her family.
Yeah, for going through all. No, if I'm her family, what are you doing? Ma, Grandma, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, she's tough.
Yeah.
Tough old bird.
Yeah. But like you said, it could have been worse than a pepper spray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but I think it's time to have like a come to Jesus moment right now as we tell this story about a 67-year-old man out at Eastview Mall in the Macy's last week, tried to steal a couple of coats, was confronted by an 84-year-old female employee, and then allegedly pepper sprayed her. If you work in retail, unless it is specifically your job to do so, stop. Please stop trying to prevent these shoplifters from leaving.
And they teach you that. They tell you that. Don't get because they have security and cops and to do all this.
They call it loss prevention.
Yes.
Loss prevention.
Asset protection.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not worth it.
No, it's
right.
Not.
It's not your job. It won't affect a damn thing if they get out of the store with whatever they're trying to take. And whatever store you work at, right? If you work at a big box store, retail place, the owner of that place lives in a mansion that you cannot comprehend.
That's true.
And you're underpaid. All of you are underpaid. We all work these jobs. Mm. It sucks. And if you quit, they replace you tomorrow with someone else.
Yeah.
And if you die, they replace you tomorrow with someone else. And if you do something they don't like, they'll fire you and replace you tomorrow with something else.
Yes.
Why would you put your safety on
principal,
the line?
Principal, pet.
I mean, but Tommy, what's the
walking out with a player.
But what's the principle?
And you're only going to get more upset when it doesn't go your way, too.
And it's not
going
to go your
because
way.
Because unless like you have some go-to move to stop them from going out that door, it's either going to result in an argument or somebody's going to get hurt.
It's going to spin out of control.
Yeah. Or they're just going to walk right past you and it's going to piss you off even more. So it's just never going to end the way you think it's going to.
Do not put your safety on the line for the sake of a company that will lay you off tomorrow if it means their stock price goes up.
Right.
Because that is what we're dealing with. I mean, that's the harsh reality of the world we live in right now. If they can make money without you, goodbye.
He's going to stand up to these criminal elements.
And what did they spend on those coats? Like, I mean, take away what they charge you for it.
Mm.
Like, whoa, not to sound like, you know, that guy. What's the profit margins on these coats anyway? They're just coats, man.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what's so heartbreaking about this woman.
Yeah.
I mean, Tommy, she saw something wrong.
She's a good woman.
Yeah, she stood up to stop it, and that's the right thing to do in her head.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, she got a face full of pepper spray.
Yes.
And he got away with the coats.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems the only reason he was caught is because he decided to go back to the parking lot the next day.
Left. We don't know.
Yeah, right? Please, we care about you. We don't want to see you hurt. Just let it go. Let it go.
They'll get him.
Let Mr. Macy deal with it, or Mr. Home Depot, or Mr.
Lowe's. The cops, the security, they'll get him.
Not your problem.
Yeah.
So now that they are in this situation, right?
Yeah.
What can the company she works for do for her to make it right? Because she, whether or not she was supposed to,
something.
She stood up. What do you do? 252-WCMF, 252-926.
Oh, for her, like...
Yes. Hey, I mean, they don't make... I've been through that Hallmark aisle. They don't make a sorry you got pepper spray protected the coats card.
Granny.
Right?
I mean, what's bad is sometimes we see these stories end in people losing their jobs because of being in the situation.
If you're her manager, let's say you're her manager at Macy's, and all of this goes down, and they come to you and they go, it's on you. You got to figure out a way to make this right with her. What do you do?
Hmm. Well, first of all, you got to give her a coat. Free coat.
Shopping spree.
Shopping spree, gift cards, day off.
Oh, yeah.
Cake.
One day off?
I would give her some time off.
A week off.
Go take a vacation.
Week off.
Okay.
But she only got a few weeks left. I mean, she's old. No, I'm not saying she's going to pass, but
you know.
She
can live to 105.
You can. But,
maybe that pepper spray knocks something loose.
Okay. Well, you got to give her a week. All right, week off with pay.
Okay, week off.
A little gift card to the store.
Okay.
Doesn't cost you much.
Okay.
And then when you get back, you know, cake with the flowers and stuff with the employees in the break room. You know, a little celebration. Like.
But what do you
I don't know what you would put on the cake, though. Because it's that congratulations.
No. Is it a thank you? But you don't want to encourage other employees to do this. So if you throw her a party.
Can't really do that. All right. So cake's out. Granny, get no cake.
Okay. But
you know what? Go bake your own goddamn cake.
No. What? Now you're yelling at her. You're the worst manager of all time.
Honey, darling, go make your own cake.
Okay.
And then bring it in. We'll all share it.
What?
I don't know what you're doing.
No, because like you are caught in this weird catch-22 if you're the store that employs this
woman.
Yeah,
you can't celebrate it too much.
Exactly, because you don't want other people to do this. But if you don't do something to hold her up, you look like monsters.
So, all right, so I would say this time off then with pay. Take 2 weeks off.
Okay. Kimmy, would you agree? Is that but that doesn't seem like enough.
Pay time off.
That doesn't feel like enough.
Well, how much time off do you want, honey?
Don't call an 84-year-old woman.
By the way, you probably don't have a lot of money. Where are you going?
Paid vacation, pay for her to go on vacation.
But that's kind of rewarding, though, see?
If the company doesn't, then. Let's say the company stands by, though, we're not going to reward this
behavior.
Like, if you're her coworkers, you got to, like,
the coworkers got to step up.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think Kimmy's right.
Yeah. I think it might be more on the coworkers almost than the company.
And all the old crows have got to get together in a company and do something for her. What?
Will you stop?
Stop what?
Old crows?
Yes.
Who's it going to take her to a medicine show?
But you know what I mean. They got to circle the old bag wagon.
252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this poor 84-year-old woman who was pepper sprayed trying to stop a man from stealing coats from the Macy's at Eastview Mall. She's okay. Thank God. The man has been arrested. He's being held without bail. And look, this woman saw something she didn't want to stand for, and you could admire her.
She stepped up.
For stepping up and saying, no, I'm not going to take this. But again, like, if you work in retail, let it go.
Yes.
If you work in retail and somebody's, let it go.
It's very dangerous.
It's not worth what could potentially.
You got to rip your support hose.
I love how you're making a joke while you wear support.
I got the blood clot.
252-WCMF.
Blood.
Let's talk to Denise. Hey, Denise, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
All right. So one day I'm going to the store, and this guy's exiting the store, and he's struggling. You know how you have to bring your bags now to all the stores? Okay. So he's struggling, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I go back to my car. I get a bag for him that he can keep, help him put everything in the bag, and then he takes off, right?
Okay.
So I go into the store. It was a shoplifter.
Oh, man.
Hey, way to be an accessory to a crime, Denise.
Whoops.
I was like, I don't even know what to say. It's the blonde in me.
Okay, so did they, like, did they shake you down? Did they interrogate
you?
Or were they...
No, I was totally in it. I mean, like, I really thought this guy needed a shopping bag.
Well, he did.
And the reason I found out he was a shoplifter, he actually came back in the store to shoplift more.
Jesus.
Did you help with that one, too, or was that a one-time thing?
Wait, say that again?
Did you help him with that second shoplifting, too, Denise?
No, I did not.
Because the way you're telling the story, it makes it sound like you're part of some kind of ring that's like touring the East Coast.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Denise, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, bye, guys.
There goes felony Denise. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even know what to do. Like, am I supposed to tell somebody I was involved or did I just let that go?
I would be afraid to tell somebody.
Yeah, I wouldn't
well,
say
I don't
anything.
Know, though, but am I on camera now? Like, is helping this man put his bags in his
car?
I
don't know. Yeah.
That's innocent. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Listen, I disagree with you guys. Stealing has become so socially accepted because of the way you guys are talking. Let me give you an example on something. I know this guy and his daughter is a teacher in Tennessee, and she was being followed around in a store. She went up there to check out and told the register lady, and she must have pushed a button or something. All these people came running out from the back room and chased them down. The cops arrested them. This idea that if
Wait, stop, pause, time out. What was he doing? Stalking her?
They were stalking her.
Okay, that's not shoplifting, Jimmy.
Let me finish. I'm trying to make a point here. Listen, if we did the same thing when people went out and stole, where they all came running out after that guy, you wouldn't have shoplifting. These thieves know they could get away with it because just what you guys said on the radio, that, oh, it's not worth it. One guy, you know, they know they can get away with it. They know the policy is that nobody's going to go after them.
Okay, great point. Fine, Jimmy, I got your point. Counterpoint, this story had an 84-year-old woman get pepper sprayed in the face. We've seen other stories of people that don't work for the stores confront people in the parking lot that had guns pulled on them. So, Jimmy, hold on. Jimmy, I get that you don't like this. Nobody likes it.
The frustration.
I understand
Jimmy
the frustration.
Jimmy was a granny full of lead.
But here's the thing, Jimmy. You don't have...
He wants a secret room full of security guards who just pop out at any time.
And Jimmy, I mean, like, God
forbid... Even before they leave the store.
And God forbid you end up... Hold on. God forbid, Jimmy, you end up in a situation where you're wrong. And all of a sudden this force comes out. Because I have a buddy in high school who bought a pair of sweatpants from an unnamed department store, put them on in the store, walked out of the store, and was tackled from behind by a security guard. And they sued the store, and they had to pay my buddy $25,000.
Damn.
Jimmy, it gets complicated. It's not just right and wrong here.
Listen, I'm 62 years old. I'm not afraid. I'll follow somebody out. I'll get their license number. I'll let the manager know. I'll do something. But to do nothing is what created this problem. And that's what you're not getting.
Jimmy.
You guys are not getting.
Jimmy, they've been stealing since the beginning of time, Jimmy. This isn't, it's not some new thing.
It's not much worse. We have stores that have gone out of business because of it.
Jimmy, that's a lie. Jimmy, that is a lie that
they
tell you.
They closed the store, Pat. They took, matter of fact, he went by the store completely empty. They took the shelves and everything.
Before Bed Bath & Beyond went out of business,
they took the Beyond right out of the store. Listen, they came back for the bath.
It was tied down. I yanked it out. I put it in the shopping cart, and the lady thought I was stealing it. I get up to the register. I said, you got them tied down pretty good. It was, like, stuck. She says, yeah, because they put several of those $300 toasters. They'll fill a shopping cart with those things and run out the store. And we're not allowed to go after them. That's exactly what we said.
Yeah.
That's the society that we live in.
All right, so Jimmy, let me just counterpoint you here. You want that? How old was that woman you were talking to?
Not much younger than me. I don't know.
So 60s? All right. So you want that 60-year-old woman?
Chase him down.
To run after a grown-ass man with $300 toasters.
Pop him right in the nuts.
What do you do? Jimmy, you want that woman to get hurt because she's going to get hurt?
You know something? No, there are some stores where they'll drop the gates and the cops are called. These people can't get out. And in those countries, they don't have the stealing that goes on.
I hear you. There's nothing better than to trap a desperate person. Nothing can go wrong with that, Jimmy.
Yeah, I got news for you. Look how many other people are in the store. Are you going to take on every guy, everybody?
Surround him, Pat.
Listen, say what you want. Once they can't get away, they panic as well. And you know something? I'm not going to be like you two. I'm not. My values are my values, and I'm not going to let people like you walk on them.
All right, Jimmy. I say this because I care about you, and I don't want you to get hurt. I like you as a human being, Jimmy. You're in your 60s.
Pat's speaking for himself.
I don't want you to get hurt, Jimmy.
That's life.
No, it's not. Life is living. Life is not dying for six coats.
What if Jimmy gets punched in the mouth and we start to understand him?
You got this idea that until it happens to you...
Jimmy, I worked in retail.
All three of us worked in retail.
Yes, we've all been here. That's why we say this. Yeah. Jimmy, you know I love you.
Be careful, Jimmy.
We are super late. I appreciate the passion.
All right,
I just want you to be safe, Jimmy. I love you, Jimmy.
Jimmy, first blood.
Jimmy, I love you. I love you, Jimmy.
You guys are okay, but you don't.
Jimmy, you didn't say
it. We're okay.
Jimmy,
we'll take it.
Jimmy, I put myself out there. I put myself out.
Say it back,
and
Jimmy.
I told you I love you, and you didn't say it back to me, and that hurts my feelings. Jimmy,
you're okay, guys.
Jimmy,
you're all right.
Jimmy, I love you.
You got Jimmy all worked up now.
Jimmy,
he hasn't even taken his pills yet. This morning.
Bye, Jimmy. Jimmy, you broke my heart. Jimmy, you broke my heart, buddy. I want you to know that. Bye, Jimmy. Have a good rest.
Go get him, Jimmy.
Your life ain't worth six coats.
No.
Your life ain't worth a toaster. Your life ain't worth a 2x4 or a hammer or whatever it is. Yeah. Let it go.
That's right.
Let it go.
They surround them.
It is pretty amazing that stealing just started.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years.
My generation did not steal.
All right, let's take a break. Look, I can admit I was wrong.
Okay.
I don't know why you can't. Because the issues we thought were going to show up didn't. And they're successful enough where this company keeps investing back in our community.
I'm telling you, man, other cities wised up. Big city.
But they've been good for us.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. The scooters are back, baby.
Yeah, baby.
VO Scooters, the company that I believe they're the second company that's tried this in Rochester.
Mm.
Second or third.
Yeah. But they're the ones that have been around the longest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They relaunched their credit card,
it's a rent-a-scooter.
Yeah, but it's like the automatic ones.
Yeah, you just swipe and go. Right?
Yeah, and then you it like...
Motorized,
thank you.
Scooter bike.
E-scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll go.
I found one in the stairwell, remember?
You did find that, yeah.
Yes.
So it'll be the third. I love how like that's a thing like that bothers you. I found a scooter in a stairwell. It's just not right.
I don't care.
It's not right.
I tried to track down a little bastard and put it there.
Drop a cage on him.
Jimmy and I were going to go back to that punk. Give him four.
This will be the third year that VO with their scooters.
Perfect time for chip tooth season.
For those who may be unaware, they are controlled by an app on your phone. The app tells you where the nearest scooter is. You pay on the app to use it.
And enjoy the city.
It's $1 to unlock it. It is then 39 cents a minute, which is way more affordable than any phone sex line.
Mm, true.
Is 39 cents a minute a lot of money to move around the city of Rochester? 10-minute ride costs you $4. 20-minute, $8.
Doesn't seem too bad. Well, cheaper than an Uber.
But it's not like it does 30 miles an hour.
So you're only paying while it's moving, right? Now,
You pay it when you are possessing it.
As long as you want it.
So you're paying like an hour. Is it like a flat hour rate? Or is it a minute? Like when I stop it. Let's say I go to a bar and it's sitting there. Am I still getting charged 39 cents?
If you want to keep it, then you would keep the app going. If not, you say you can end your ride.
And that sounds expensive.
And then go get another one.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds expensive. And by the way, perfect time for pothole season. Let me get on a scooter where you have massive craters out here.
Oh, my God. You crush Rammer an hour ago for bringing up taxes on Josh Allen's contract.
They're charging me taxes. They're not fixing a pothole.
We just crushed Jimmy, who we said I love you to, and he didn't
say
it
back. I want to fill the potholes with shoplifters.
And now you're becoming one of them.
It's too expensive.
Fight monsters, lest you become one.
I'm a little surprised they're already out. It just seems like you'd wait for the weather.
Parade day.
Oh, good call.
Saturday. St. Patrick's Day Parade.
On scooters.
Doesn't seem like
with
they
potholes and shoplifters.
Run very well in the snow.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
2/3 of this show is a show that can admit when they're wrong.
Because
like when these first came out, Tommy, I was with you like 6-7 years ago. They seemed like a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to get hurt. Who was going to use them? It's not for our community. It's not big enough. There have been very few accidents, knock on wood, in all the years we've had them. They are very popular based on them being back for a third year. You see them, Kimmy, all over downtown during the summer.
Well, I don't see them being used. I just see them parked.
No, they're everywhere.
Used all,
everywhere.
I don't see them going anywhere.
You're not in the city.
But neither are you. You're all the way out.
You don't see them in the morning. The I pass by them in the morning when I'm on my way to work.
Wait, you see idiots. I was going to say, You see idiots on these things.
Are you going to drop an F-bomb over scooters?
Yes. Are you telling me you see idiots out
yes.
in the dark in these things?
Yep.
Your Jimmy and Rammer mixed together.
You got a headlight?
Your jammer.
So they have a ton of them near like the bus depot, where I think a lot of people will take them to like the certain bus stops.
All right.
Just admit we were wrong. I was wrong. These were a good idea. They've worked really well in our community. It's not like they're a nuisance either. I've never seen people like getting angry about the scooterers all over the place. What's a multiple scooter?
Yeah.
Scooter.
Were they getting swiped? I said they were going to get swiped, and they did get swiped.
Those were the old, the first round that whatever first company that was here doing them did. Those were actual bicycles. These you really can't move unless you.
But you see people try it every once in a while.
You do see a kid trying to like push it down the street.
I mean, look, man, if they were getting swiped, the company wouldn't keep coming back.
I hear you, man.
So just tell me what, based on evidence we've had so far.
It just seems like with the traffic problems we have.
What traffic problems?
Wait, we got traffic.
No, we don't. It takes 12 minutes to get everywhere.
People driving too fast, too much car, too much congestion.
Yeah, that's why you would want the scooter.
And people don't even know the rules of the road. Like,
okay,
I don't know
that
what
I'll give you because I don't really know what they are either.
What is scooter protocol?
You're not supposed to use a scooter on the sidewalk.
Technically,
it says you're supposed to use it on the shoulder.
Okay, but what are the rules of the road with a scooter?
Well, you this scooter is the right of way every time. I believe
the same way somebody would be riding a bike would.
Yeah, but you had to use the hand signals.
Well, I don't know how you. I wouldn't take my hand off that thing while it was going.
No, but you probably do. They have blinkers.
Do they have blinkers on them? I've never used them.
I don't know. I do not know.
But you're also not trained like. You're just giving people a scooter, and when's the last time you were on a scooter?
Didn't I make that argument about flying cars last week, and you told me I was an idiot?
Flying cars are coming, man.
Flying cars are way more dangerous than a scooter.
I don't care. They're way cooler.
252-WCMF. VO, the scooter company, they announced they are back in Rochester as of Saturday. They are now out on the streets. You can go find them. I'm assuming they're back, Kimmy, for St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yeah, so people could be right. That would make sense.
Downtown. So here's the thing, though.
Yeah, what's up?
People use these for fun, right? Like, we've heard of people coming downtown just to try the scooters early on. Yeah, that woman then. People also use them for functionality.
If you go to work.
Yes.
Yeah, poor people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not putting them down. I mean,
why would you say it like that?
Poor people.
Poor people.
I've seen
it. It is shacket and St. Bernard sweater.
But poor folk.
You look like a dog whose mom dressed them up in a sweater this morning. Look at him. He looks like people. Look at him.
I've seen, especially in the summertime, leaving here around like lunch hour, I've seen people using them where I'm assuming like they're just heading out to lunch real quick to grab
summer
a bite to eat.
Yeah.
No, like think about this. Like you park in the garage here,
mm-hmm.
right? There are some people that pay to park on a daily basis. I don't want to take my car in and out of the garage. I'm going to lose my spot. I'll just take the scooter
right.
5 minutes down the road.
Go get your little Chipotle rice bowl.
Where's there a Chipotle downtown?
I don't know. You'd find one.
Well, I mean, there's one next to the record archive.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Brand new one.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Go get your wraps.
You have not given me a single reason based on what you've seen.
Or your pokey salad.
Wait, at the Chipotle. They're so pokey, though. And by the way, you're a douche because you said it the right way because I thought it was poke for like 7 years.
I did too.
And nobody told me. Oh, no. I'm also like you. I'm also cool. Check me out, guys. I am cool, too. Yeah, no, I agree. You're ignorant. So if you're headed downtown.
For your salmon salad.
Shut up. All of that
and
stuff is
I don't
wine.
Know. I don't know what kind of picture
tea.
You're painting anymore.
Go get your crypto scooter.
He's just naming everything in the plaza next to his
shop.
House in Pittsburgh. Every business
get your Toki Toke on.
Every business you have named in this entire rant
yeah.
is in the Colony Pittsburgh plaza next to your house. Every single one.